This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. An article titled, Why We Need Good Church Stories, caught my eye. Interesting, I thought. Simply say the word church today, and you're likely to be met with negativity. Lindsay Schubert wrote, when we experience care or reconciliation within our church, it's imperative we tell others about it. I thought back to the period of my life when, as a young mom expecting my second child, I had been put on bed rest. I was a part of a mother's group at a church in my community, although I'd never attended there. I was surprised when people from the church began showing up with dinners for my family. I really didn't know anyone at the church outside of my mom's group, and after my son was born, I thought it would be nice to visit that church and thank them for the meals. I checked my older son into Sunday school, signing my name on a clipboard. Was I ever shocked when the Sunday school teacher took the clipboard from me, read and repeated my name, and explained, "Oh, Bonnie, we've been praying for you." We all play a part in the pain, the conflict, the neglect, and the hurt feelings of church. But in His mercy, God also uses us in the care, the healing, and the redemption, Schubert points out. When we see and experience those things, we should bring attention to them. Do you have a good church story that you can share to encourage others?
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.